Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚上好。
It's good to be with you again at the end of another year.
实在能够在年底的时候跟你们在一起，非常的美好。
I'm glad to be in the presence of the Lord and His precious Word.
我实在感谢主，在主的同在里面，跟他宝贵的话语的当中。
And in some real sense, I will just continue on the things our brother Ted was sharing this morning.
我愿意继续早上我们彭弟兄所交通的。
I want us to begin tonight by looking at two scriptures in the Old Testament.
我愿意我们从旧约看两处的经文。
The first from the book of Jonah.
首先我们看约拿书。
We'll read in Jonah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10.
约拿书第三章五到十节。
Jonah the prophet, chapter 3, verse 5.
约拿书三章第五节。
I'll give you a while to find Jonah.
给你们点时间找约拿。
Probably the pages that have Jonah have a little water on them from the sea.
约拿那书上可能有一点水迹啊，大海的水啊。
Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them.
尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的至小的都穿麻衣。
When the word reached the king of Nineveh,He arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes.
这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻衣，坐在灰中。
He issued a proclamation, and it said, In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let man, beast, herd, or flock taste the thing.Do not let them eat or drink water. Both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth, and let men call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands.
他又使人便告尼尼微通城说，王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么，牲畜、牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水，人与牲畜都当披上麻衣。人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴。
Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw His burning anger, so that we will not perish.
或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。
When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way. Then God relented concerning the calamity which He had declared He would bring upon them, and He did not do it.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
As we will be talking about the matter of mercy in these days,
今天这几天我们要讲到神的怜悯。
I want you to notice this question. It's a question of mercy.
我们要讲这个问题是怜悯的问题。
The question is, who knows?
这个问题乃是说或者。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw His burning anger so that we will not perish.
说或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡。
And then we want to go back to the prophet Joel.
我们再翻回到约珥书。
It's two books earlier.
在前面两卷。
Let's read some verses in chapter 2.
我们看第二节，第二章。
We'll begin in verse 11.
我们从十一节开始。
The Lord utters His voice before His army. Surely His camp is very great, for strong is He who carries out His word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and awesome, and who can endure it?
耶和华在他真理前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者。 因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, relenting of evil.
耶和华说：“虽然如此，你们应当禁食哭泣悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不敬所说的斋。”
And then again, notice the question in verse 14.
我们再来看14节的一个问号。
Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God.
或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给耶和华你们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。
Verse 18.
18节。
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, and will have pity on his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I am going to send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied in full with them, and I will never again make you a reproach among the nations.
耶和华就为自己的地发热心，怜恤他的百姓。耶和华应允他的百姓说：“我必赐给你们五谷、新酒和油，使你们饱足，我也不再使你们受到列国的羞辱。”
In Matthew chapter 26,
在马太福音第26章,
verse 41,
马太福音26章第41节,
Matthew 26, 41,
马太福音26章41节,
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。And
then finally, just a few verses in Hebrews chapter 4.
我们再翻到最后希伯来书第四章的几处。Hebrews
chapter 4, beginning in verse 14.
希伯来书第四章14节开始。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
14节到16节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。Let's pray.
我们祷告。Father,
as we come to you tonight, we come in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们是奉你儿子的名来到你的跟前。We're
so thankful we have this time to pause and reflect upon your life as we gather together.
好，当我们这一次能够安静在这里，我们。 来再一次停下来默想你给我们的生命。And
as we come to the end of this year, we want to be in your light and receiving your truth.
当我们来到年终的时候，我们愿意在光中得到您给我们的真理。The
year that lays ahead of us We can only know that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
面对前面的一年，我们只能够知道你是我们的道路、真理、生命。
By your Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth, we pray.
借着你的灵，把我们带进一切的真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
我们只有一次的生命，也只有为主活的才能够存留。
At the end of this year, we're exhorted to watch and pray.
在年尾的时候，我们要警醒祷告。
And we can thank God.Through Jesus Christ, that we find that we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们可以感谢主，借着耶稣基督，我们可以坦然来到施恩座的跟前。
This is the blessedness of our life that we can live under the throne of grace.
我们在施恩座的跟前，我们得到最大的福气。
And so, in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is bidding.The Christians, the Hebrew Christians, to come boldly to that throne of grace.
当希伯来书告诉我们，希伯来的信徒能够坦然无惧地来到施恩座的跟前。
Because it's in a time of need.
因为他们那个实在是有极大需要的时刻。
And because in a time of need, especially, two things are necessary.
因为在缺乏的年代，最需要的是两件事。
To receive mercy.
得到怜恤。
To find grace.
找到恩典。
Over the last year or two, there is one burden that's in my heart.
在过去一两年，在我心中有这样的负担。
It is my growing conviction that we're in a time of need here in the United States.
我们发现，我们在美国，我们时代落在极大的需要，我们有极大的缺欠。
Of course, many people do not even realize this is true.
很多人好像还没有发现这一个问题。
But we who are those under the throne of grace,
我们这些活在施恩座前的人，
we can see it's a time of need.
我们实在觉得我们有极大的需要。
And there at the throne of grace, we receive mercy.And find grace.
在施恩座的跟前，我们蒙怜恤得恩典。
If we look back over the year 2010,
我们回头看一看2010年。
We have many testimonies of God's grace.
我们有许多神恩典的见证。
Indeed, the Lord has been gracious to us, has He not?
神实在是对我们满了恩典。
We probably have some people sitting here tonight who at the beginning of this year,they were just gospel friends.
可能在座的当中，在今年开头的时候只不过是福音朋友而已。
And now they're brothers and sisters.
他们现在是我们的弟兄姊妹。
During this last year, we've had some times where God's word was rich and gracious to us.
在过去一年里面，神的话是那样满了恩典，那样丰丰富富地临到我们。
We had special times of ministry over this last year.
在过去一年里面，我们有很好的特别的聚会。
We had some times of worship where the Lord met us in a wonderful way.
我们有特别敬拜的时间，我们实实在在地遇见了主。
We can testify with the Apostle John, and of his fullness we have all received and grace upon grace.
我们好像使徒约翰所见证的，我们是在他的恩典里面恩上加恩。
Indeed, we can say the Lord has been gracious to us.
我们可以说神实在恩待了我们。
Do you feel that way at the end of this year?
在这年终的时候，你有没有这样的感觉呢？
The Lord has loved us and been gracious to us.
主爱我们，他施恩给我们。
Because it's grace, we have nothing to boast of.
因为都是恩典，所以我们没有什么可夸口的。
We can't boast of our numbers, even if they have grown.
我们不能够夸我们人数，虽然人数增加了。
Nor can we boast of our maturity.
我们也不能够夸我们的成长
or our knowledge of the word of God,
或者我们对神话语的认识
or the good works that we have done,
或者我们做了一些的善功
we cannot boast of our meeting,
我们也不能为我们的聚会在那里有什么夸口的
all we can boast in is the cross of our Lord Jesus.
我们只能够夸耶稣基督的十字架
we have discovered more clearly this year, without him, we can do nothing.
今年我们更清楚地经历到没有他我们一事无成
There are many Christians and Christian churches that are boasting
今天有许多的基督徒或者基督徒的教会他们在那里夸口
But we will not boast
我们不会夸口
The Lord resists the proud but gives grace to the humble
神在那里抵挡骄傲的赐福给谦卑的。
The Lord has been gracious to us.
神实在是对我们满了恩典。
And the result of it is that in this coming year we should grow in the grace that is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着这样的恩典，我们在基督里面能够成长。
At the end of 2 Peter,
在彼得后书最末了那里
，the very last verse,
彼得后书最末了的。
We have a wonderful watchword for us, even as we approach the end of this year.
在今年年底的时候，我们有这个美好的话能够叫我们警醒。
But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
你们却要在我主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿门。
If you'll just observe the verse 17, the previous verse,
如果你再看前面一节三章十七节的话
，you'll see that there are those who have fallen into sin and those men who are unprincipled.
你知道那里有一些人落到罪里面，有一些落到恶人的错谬的诱惑里面。
But despite everything,
就算有这些的问题
Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得说我们要在救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进。
And we see together these words very often, grace and mercy.
我们常常看到恩典跟怜悯这样的字。
Even as we saw it there in Hebrews chapter 4,
在希伯来第四章里面我们也这样见到
I want to talk, if I might, by God's strength on the mercy of God.
我愿意跟大家交通到神的怜悯
Because I believe we're in a time of need.
因为我们实在知道我们是在极大的缺乏当中
And I think we as Christians who are watching and praying need to discern the signs of the times.
我们这些警醒祷告的人，我们需要能够辨别现在是什么时刻。
The Hebrew Christians who were being written to were at a crisis moment, at the end of an era and an epoch.
在希伯来的信徒，他们是在一个时代的结尾的时候。
It was a time of shaking.
那里是在极大的震动当中。
And it was very important that they realized what was going on.
他们很非常重要，他们需要知道。发生的事情
They were in a time of need.
他们是在极大的缺欠的里面
And as we know, very soon after they received that letter, Jerusalem was destroyed, and the whole Jewish system fell to pieces.
我们知道，再过不久，整个的耶路撒冷被毁，整个犹太的制度毁灭。
And so Hebrews was a prophetic exhortation to wake up and assess the times and lay hold of the grace.Of God.
所以希伯来书乃是带着预言的劝勉，叫他们能够抓住神的恩典。
What times are we living in here in the United States?
今天在美国，我们是活在怎么样一个时代
？Now I'm going to assume that you feel fully a citizen and a part of the United States.
我当你们是个个都是真正的美国人啊。
Of course, we have no real home here on this earth.
当然我们在地上没有真正的家。
But this is your home.
这里现在是你的家,
and because it is,
因着这个原因,
we gather with a responsibility to know what's going on.
我们需要知道这个国家发生的事情。
We live in a time of shaking.
我们活在一个震动的时代。
I think we're in a time of great need in our country.
我实在觉得今天我们的国家有极大的缺乏。
But I find often God's people are completely unaware.
但是我觉得常常神的儿女们完全不了解这个情况。
And so I simply want to share with you some things tonight for you to assess before the Lord. Lord, what time it is it? What is this time of need that we're in?
我要你们晓得现在是什么时刻，我们在什么样的缺欠缺乏的里面。
I don't know how many of you have been here for the last 10 years. We're actually at the end of a decade.
我不知道在座有多少人是过去十年都在这里的。
And it's hard to even begin to grasp the change that has taken place from the year 2000 until this present time.
我们在过去的十年，从2001年开始到现在这段时刻，
many things have happened.
许多事情发生了。
We can just write them off as circumstances.
我们可以把它们就是这样撇过去。
Or we can wonder if perhaps these are signs of a shaking.
但是我们也可以发现这是一些震动的一些迹象。
And so I mentioned four areas for obvious consideration.
我愿意从四方面来叫我们能够看清楚。
So among the shakings, I will not even mention the natural disasters which have taken place in the last decade.
在震动里面，我不用提这些天灾的情况。
Because we know that they have happened all around the world.
我们知道天灾是在全世界各处都有。
Earthquakes, floods, tsunamis.
地震、淹水、海啸。
Of course, many have the scientific answer that it's all because of global warming.
有人有科学的回答都是地球过暖的原因。
But the Bible says something else about that.
但是圣经不是这样说。
But leaving that aside,
我们把这个撇开不要谈。
Four areas for our consideration.
我们可以从四方面来看。
In the year 2001, in September 11th, the United States was changed radically.
2001年9月11号那天，就改变了美国。
Of course, you know 3,000 people died.
你们知道有3,000人丧命。
Our country was vulnerable for the first time by enemy attacks since the early days of our founding.
美国自建国以来是第一次这样的挨打。
I discovered yesterday that things have changed every time you try to travel.
昨天我也发现每一次当你旅行的时候， 都跟以前不一样了。
For those of you who have dealt with the INS in the last 10 years, you know that they've turned into mean monsters.
如果你过去10年跟移民局有来往的时候， 你觉得他们是一群非常可恶的人物。
Many things have changed in our country.
在我们国家许多事情都改变了。
I live in New York City.
我住在纽约市。
A little more than a mile from Ground Zero.
离这个被炸的 Ground Zero 只差一英里。
But the city has been shaken to the very core.
这一个城市是完全给震动过。
Now the point is this.
我要讲的乃是，
Well, was this just something that happened?
这是不是一些只是发生过的事情而已呢？
Or is it a sign of something deeper?
是里面有一些更深的一些的意义在其中。
In the Bible, we have an interesting instruction about the Lord's relationship to his people.
在圣经里面有这样的事情来说明他跟他的百姓。
The Bible says God puts a hedge about his people.
圣经说神用篱笆来保护他的儿女。
This is an invisible protection.
这是一个无形的保护。
We remember in the book of Job,
我们记得在约伯记里面,
Satan complained that God had placed a hedge around Job, and so he couldn't get to him.
撒旦在那里控告 说神在那里圈起了一把保护约伯，所以撒旦碰不到约伯。
And we find in the Old Testament prophets that it also says that God puts a hedge about His nation, His people.
在旧约先知书里面告诉我们，神用一把保护他的百姓。
The Bible speaks about God putting His hedge around His people, even when they try to go astray, He hedges them in.
圣经里面说，当神的百姓要走迷的时候，神用篱笆圈起来，叫他们不要偏行己路。
And of course, it doesn't use those words, but we realize that when the church is in its proper condition, God places a hedge about His church.
同样。当教会在正常的光景里面，神也是这样来保护他的教会。
Now, when there is a nation that has has a part in God's plan and destiny for wider things, He often puts a hedge about that nation.
当地上有一个国家，他在神的旨意里面有这样重要的一份的时候，神也同样的来保护这个国家。
And I don't want to get political here.
我不要谈他说的政治问题。
But it does appear that the United States was built upon some fear of God and godly principles.
但是我们知道美国是建国在一些敬畏神的原则上面。
But the attack of 9/11 was a breach in the hedge.
911是把这一个保护来拆毁。
And this is what shook the United States.
这是为什么美国受这样的惊吓。
Why is there this breach in the hedge?
为什么这个保护拆掉了？
I think we should ask that question.
我们应该问这个问题。
We can just say, well, it's because of these terrorists.
我们可以说可能是一些恐怖主义者。
But maybe there's something more.
但是可能还有一些其他的原因。
God puts up a hedge around His people.
神用篱笆圈起来保护他的百姓。
But when something breaks through, there's something wrong in relationship to God.
当有一些人能够拆毁这些保护的时候，是因着人与神当中的关系出了问题。
We will look at that again.
我们会再去探讨这个问题。
A second thing we noticed from the last decade.
第二件，在过去十年里面，我们发现到。
And it was in response to the terrorist attack.
是讲到。这些恐怖者的主义的攻击
is that we as a country went to war against Afghanistan and Iraq.
美国向阿富汗、向伊拉克宣战。
But we've been humbled by that war.
但是我们在这些战争的里面，我们实在打败仗时候觉得被谦卑下来。
And frankly, we're not winning that war.
很清楚的，我们没有打赢这场仗。
And now the president is just trying to find a way to get out of the country.
所以我们的总统就是想办法来撤兵而已。
The military strategists have been confused in their strategies, and things have not worked as they should.
军事的战略策谋觉得非常的混乱，好像不能够成功。
And actually, the situation is worse than when Saddam Hussein was in Iraq.
现在的光景比胡辛在位的时候伊拉克更糟糕。
Most of the Christians have left Iraq or are leaving Iraq.
多半的基督徒都离开了伊拉克。
And the situation is in chaos.
那里的情况非常的混乱。
Now why is that?
为什么这样?
Poor military leadership?
是军事领袖的失败吗
？Poor president，
就无能的总统吗
？But these presidents have put billions and billions of dollars and all kinds of equipment and weapons, and thousands of lives have been lost。
这些的总统放了多少亿的军事的投资，多少生命在那里摆上
？And yet the enemy laughs。
仇敌在那里耻笑我们
，because we have not。Succeeded.
我们没有成功。
In history, we find that a country often has the favor of God when they battle on high moral ground.
我们都知道，在历史里面看到这些国家，他们 能够敬畏神，他们的道德水平是非常高的。
And when the United States went in there to attack, they went to free and liberate people and make a democratic society and all this high noble stuff.
当美国要出兵的时候，在那里要建立民主的制度，在那里时代啊，时代有很高的道德的水准。
But when we see the corruption that took place,
但是我们看到腐败是这样的败坏
，it's a scandal.
在那里实在。是一个很可怕的事情。
How are soldiers treated people?
我们的士兵怎么样来滥杀无辜
？The mercenary soldiers and what they did.
哦，他们那里的军队是他们所做的这些事情。
The billions and billions of dollars that changed hands for no reasons.
在那里，这些腐败多少上亿的金钱在那里倒换。
You know, we don't know, but we have to ask the question. Have we lost our moral high ground?
我们不清楚，我们问，我们是不是丧失了我们道德的水准？
We talk the talk about freedom and democracy.
我们一直在这里讲自由民主。
But what has happened to this whole campaign?
但是在这一次的战争的里面，我们看到里面是什么样的情况？
Well, you may not agree with me about these things.
你可能不完全同意我所说的。
But the third situation I mentioned is the economic tsunami.
那第三点我要说的乃是金融的海啸。
Now, even though the government tries to put good spin and say it's about 10% unemployment, actually economists say it's 17%.
今天政府说大概 10% 的人失业。经济学家告诉我们，失业人数是17%。
The things that happened in this decade are truly momentous.
在这十年里面发生的事情实在非常的巨大。
Well, some of you live near what happened in March 2000.
我们在这里有一些人是我们生活在2000年3月发生的事情。
So that was 10 years ago.
那是十年了。
You remember?
记不记得那个时候什么事情
？Dot-com bubble.
那些的 dot-com 的泡沫
，and it sent us into a spin for more than a year.
叫我们头昏脑胀。
Of course, that's when Enron also.
你还记得 Enron 那个公司的问题
？And left thousands of employees who had stock for their retirement with nothing.
成千上万人他们的退休金就泡汤了。
In the year 2000, I looked it up.
两千年，我。我们看一下
gasoline price in California $1.27.
2000年加州的汽油价钱是1.27块。
But now we are being strangled by the gas prices and price of oil.
这个油价高得不得了。
I won't even talk about our problem because the Chinese have us over the barrel because we owe them so much money.
我也不用说了，我们欠了中国很多债。
But this is almost getting to be blackmail.
哎呀，我们是实在那里，别人可以威胁我们的。
Our big bold nation and its leaders cannot say too much about China because we owe them too much money.
我们国的领袖不能够说中国很多的话，因为他欠了中国太多钱了。
Even when it comes to the persecution, known persecution of Christians, government doesn't say much about it.
就算我们知道在中国他们逼迫基督徒，我们的总统也不敢讲什么话。
But forget about that.
我们不用提这一些。
You know about the automobiles going bankrupt?
你知道这个汽车公司汽车厂破产。
You know about the banks and what they did?
你也知道银行做的这些事情。
You know about the mortgage crisis?
你知道这些贷款发生的问题。
You know about all of these things that have taken place in the last decade?
你就注意过去十年发生的这些事情。
There's been a real shake-up.
这里实在有很大的震动。
And of course, it's because of corruption from the very top to the very bottom.
是因为腐败从上到下。
I mean, in the government, there's been so much corruption. Every year, they put senators and congressmen in jail.
在国家每年有一些参议院这些人进监牢。
These people who work in government, they're taking millions of dollars. Everything is for themselves.
所以政府单位里面有很多的腐败，他们私保。
And of course, everybody else thinks that they're a victim, but the banks were corrupt, right?
每个人都是受害者啊，银行也占了腐败。
The financial institutions were corrupt.
金融机关在那里这样的腐败。
Industries were corrupt.
整个的工业在那里有这样的腐败。
Now I know you're not liking this because maybe I'll mention your industry.
可能我提到你们那一行。
But everything, health, insurance,
健康业、保险业。
You know, the insurance companies know they're going to have restrictions, so they double the price for everything before restrictions come. All of this kind of corruption.
你看到一些保险公司，他知道有一些新的法律，要来了，所以他们就先把价钱抬高。
But do you know what the biggest problem of corruption is in the United States?
你知道在美国最大的腐败在哪里呢？
What do you think?
你认为是在哪里呢？
Individuals.
是个人。
On the West Coast and the East Coast,
在东岸跟西岸
the underground economy is over 20%.
在地下的经济是占20%.
Now, do you know what that means?
你知道这是我讲什么？
20%, more than 20% of the people are working, carrying on business, making money, and not reporting anything to the government, not paying taxes, not even saying they have a company. 20%.
20% 的人他们做生意他们工作他们赚钱没有报任何的税没有跟政府登记。
This is shameful.
这实在是可羞耻。
It's immoral.
这是不道德的。
If they paid the taxes, we wouldn't have a problem.
如果他们这些人交过税我们今天就没有问题了。
But you see, individuals, they like to use and get, and use and get.
个人就是愿意得到这些东西，抓到这些的空档。
You know, they admit that Medicare and Medicaid fraud is so widespread they don't know how to even handle it.
他们也承认政府的健康保险制度。
People making all kinds of welfare claims that don't really, where they're cheating and stealing and lying.
然后这些福利的机构，他们里面有多少的假冒，多少的在那个欺骗在其中。
Now we like to look at the banks and blame them and everything, but look at all of those people who bought houses. They were so expensive and they couldn't afford it, but they just bought them anyway.
我们就一直在那里骂这些银行，但你看到很多人。他们买的这个房子，他们根本负担不起的房子，他们也买下来了。
There's just corruption.
让你有腐败。
Thankfully, in God's house, there's no corruption.
感谢神，在神的家里面没有腐败吧
？I hope there's no corruption.
我希望这神的家里面没有腐败。
Because you see, people forget that the most important economic indicator is God's blessing.
你知道最重要的经济指数是神的祝福。
The government can't do anything about this.
政府不能够干预这个指数。
So Republicans say, don't do anything.
共和党说，什么都不要碰。
The Democrats say, yeah, yeah, do this, do this, do this.
民主党说要干这个干那个。
Neither one of it works.
两边都不成功。
But what's happened to God's blessing?
那神的祝福在哪里呢？
Honesty, righteousness, bringing blessing.
诚实。得到祝福。
Christians don't even believe that.
今天连基督徒都不承认这些。
And so we are shaken economically.
所以我们经济是这样的有问题。
Whether you agree or not with me on these things,
你可能不同意我所讲的这些。
The one thing I think you will agree with me on is the fourth problem.
但是你一定同意我所讲的就是讲的第四方面。
The last 10 years,
在过去十年里面
has shown a great backsliding in the church.
在教会里面发生极大的这些的问题。
Now by church, I'm talking about the larger picture here.
我讲到教会是讲到这个很广泛的一些。
There's millions of born again Christians in the United States.
这位美国有许许多多的重生的基督徒。
But the condition is greatly backslidden.
但是他们的光景是非常的糟糕。
There's a lukewarmness of Laodicea where people don't really care anymore.
在那里有老底家不冷不热的这种的光景。
Just beginning now, we see a tsunami of backlash for the prosperity gospel.
现在我们就要开始像一个海啸这样，就是成功神学他们塌上来。
There's millions of Christians who believe if you give your money to God, then God will bless you 100 times.
因为有许多基督徒，他们承认，如果你奉献一块钱，神会100倍的祝福你。
And believing this prosperity gospel, they gave everything.
他们相信这所谓的成功神学，他们就把自己献上。
And then they bought one of those houses they couldn't afford because they knew God would bless them.
哦，他们就买了一个他们负担不起的房子，因为他们知道神要祝福他。
But what's starting to happen now?
但现在事情发生了。
The prosperity gospel is a false gospel.
你知道，成功神学乃是错误的神学。
And the backlash is that these people are leaving and going away from God.
因为你知道这个。这个他们的 prosperity 福音，这是一个错误的福音。这些人他们现在又开始离开神了。
Now maybe they never had the real God in the first place.
可能他们根本从起初就没有真正得到神。
But now for the first time, we have some mega churches filing for bankruptcy.
但是我们现在发现，现在有一些巨型教会宣布破产。
Because they cannot maintain the high lifestyle necessary for such a gospel.
因为他们好像不能够维持这种这么浪费钱的这种光景。
And the church's leaders have gone through all kinds of sexual and money scandals all through the United States.
在美国各处都有教会的领袖发生这个家庭、金钱这些腐败的问题。
Now people say, oh, there's nothing wrong.
有人说这没有什么大不得了。
Maybe their church is experiencing God's grace.
可能他们的聚会仍然蒙恩。
But I'm asking you to look wider.
但是我叫你们看看广泛的光景。
What about the church of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督教会的光景怎么样？
Those believers for whom Jesus died.
主为这些人舍命的。
What's their condition?
他们的光景怎么样？
I think you must see that we are in a time of need.
我们实在看到我们现在的光景。
And I think it's important for us to ask the Lord about these matters.
我需要为了这些的光景在神面前求。
We're beginning a whole new decade now in a few days.
再过两天我们就开始一个新的十年。
And thank God we're before the throne of grace.
我们感谢神，我们是在施恩座的。
And we come to receive mercy and find grace.
我们来到他面前，蒙怜恤，得恩典。
Now with all of that as background, I just want to begin to talk about mercy tonight.
在这样的背景的底下，我晚上一开始讲怜悯。
Receive mercy, find grace.
蒙怜悯，得恩惠。
Often we find these words together in the Old Testament and the New, grace and mercy.
在新约、旧约，我们就发现恩典跟怜悯常常在一起。
And of course, they're two of God's love words.
这是神所喜爱的两个名词。
Mercy is from God's love, grace is from God's love.
怜悯是从神的爱而来，恩典也是从神的爱而来。
Grace is God's love undeserved.
恩典乃是我们不该得的恩典。
Mercy is God's love in spite of us.
怜悯乃是我们应该受的惩罚，我们没有受。
Some people define grace and mercy this way.
有人是这样来给恩典跟怜悯下定义。
Grace is when you get what you don't deserve.
恩典乃是你得到你不配得的。
We don't deserve his forgiveness.
我们不配得到他的赦免。
We don't deserve his salvation.
我们不配得到这样的救恩。
And yet by grace, we find these things are ours.
但是因着恩典我们得到了。
So grace is when we get what we don't deserve.
所以恩典乃是我们得到我们不配得的。
But mercy is when we don't get what we do deserve.
那怜悯呢是我们没有得到我们该受的。
Ever since man's fall,
自从人堕落之后
，God has had to establish relation of mercy with man.
神 就要在人当中建立了怜悯的关系。
And so after the flood, he put the rainbow in the cloud.
洪水之后，他把彩虹放在天上。
So now here's a picture of mercy.
这是一个怜悯的图画。
Mercy is when God loves us, even when the clouds of judgment are coming over us.
怜悯乃是神爱我们，虽然审判的光已经在我们的跟前。
So mercy is God's love under the shadow of judgment.
所以怜悯乃是神的爱在审判的荫蔽底下。
And God says man is wicked and does evil only.
神说人所行的尽都是恶。
But he says when I see the cloud, I will see the rainbow in the cloud and I promise I will have mercy on man.
神说当我在云中看见彩虹的时候，我记得我要施怜悯给人。
So you see there's a distinction when there is a distinction to be made between mercy and grace.
我们在这里看到恩典跟怜悯的分别。
We all often talk and know much about God's grace.
我们都会说我们也知道神的恩典。
But I think we don't perhaps understand his mercy.
但是我们多少时候我们不明白不认识什么是怜悯。
And the reason is because it's very humiliating.
因为这是一个我们学谦卑的经历。
Now, you know, today we throw words around like they're very easy. Like grace is simple. Like mercy is just simple. We use those words all the time.
今天我们很容易用这些的名词。
But these are both, as you know, very deep words.
但这两个都是非常有深刻意义的名词。
Mercy,
怜悯
is very humbling.
是实在叫我们谦卑下来。
It's very important in God's kingdom as well.
在神的国里面也非常的重要。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
But we don't like to talk about mercy.
但是我们不愿意提怜恤。
Not in its true dimension.
而不是他真正的实意。
Because to do so, we have to acknowledge what a failure we are.
因为当我们真正要认识怜悯的时候，我们要承认我们是多么的失败。
What mistakes we have made.
我们犯了什么样的错误？
You know, when you're raising up your children,
当你来带你的孩子的时候，
and you see, you catch them and they've done something wrong.
你发现抓到他们做的错事。
They made some terrible mistake.
他们犯了很严重的错误。
As a parent, you have to show them mercy.
作为一个父母，你要施怜悯啊。
The worst training a child could receive is to have merciless parents.
神，这个儿女最大的难处乃是遇到这位没有怜悯的父母。
But if the parent has received mercy,then they can show mercy to their children.
如果做父母的他们蒙了怜悯，他们就可以用怜悯待他们的儿女。
Those who serve the Lord,
服侍主的人，
they realize how unprofitable their service really is.
我们实在觉得我们是多么无用的仆人。
Our pride doesn't like to acknowledge these things.
我们的骄傲拦阻我们承认这些的光景。
You know, it's an interesting passage about from Paul in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书保罗所说的一句话。
Regarding mercy in chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
He has this to say.
哥林多后书第四章他这样说。
The very first verse.
第一节。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Now, a servant of God, in whatever way you serve, needs mercy.
神的工人，你不管在哪一个职分上服侍，需要怜悯。
Now, what does Paul mean by this statement?
保罗的意思是什么呢？
Paul knows
But 我知道
in his ministry, he has made mistakes.
在他的服事里面，他犯过错误。
He knows he has been weak and ineffective.
他承认他是软弱，没有进功用的。
He knows by experience that he is unprofitable servant.
借着他的经验，他知道他是无用的仆人。
He knows that he has not represented Christ sometimes by his attitudes or his anger or his lack of patience.
他知道他没有把基督代表出来，因为他在发怒，他的态度不对。
Now, when you serve the Lord, how can you keep going?
当你服侍神的时候，你怎么能够继续向前？
Surely you'll faint.
当然你会上当。
Because you realize what a miserable wretch you are.
因为你会发现你是这样的一个罪魁。
But Paul says,
保罗说，
By the mercy of God, I go on.
说蒙神的怜悯，我能够向前。
Otherwise, I would faint.
不然我就会上当。
I couldn't do it.
我做不下去。
Now, of course, people who don't serve the Lord, they can be full of judgment.
你知道不服事主的人，他们那个可以整天的在那里定别人的罪。
You know, some people never serve, but they always fold back their hands and they criticize others. Oh, look at the way they do that. Oh, listen to that message. I could preach a better message.
那个不服事人就是站在那里说，哎呀，这个服事不对，他讲的这个道不行，我讲的比他好。
Armchair judges.
他们坐在沙发上那里，在那里定罪。
But if you serve the Lord, you learn mercy.
如果你是侍奉人的人，侍奉主的人，你就学到了怜悯。
Unless you're deceived.
除非你受欺骗，
you will soon find out how poor you are.
你很快你就会发现你是多么的糟糕。
And yet, you know, the Lord says, "Go on anyway, go on."
主说，哎，继续吧。
That's His mercy.
这是他的怜悯。
I don't know a servant of the Lord who hasn't done something that should disqualify them from serving God.
我认识所有的传道人。他们都做过一些事情，叫他们不配服事主。
Think of Peter standing there before his Lord after denying him three times.
你看看彼得，他在那里服侍神，但他否认主名过三次啊。
Disqualified, disqualified, disqualified.
不及格，不及格，不及格。
But the Lord in His mercy said, "Feed my sheep."
但主在他怜悯底下说，你喂养我的羊。
Do you understand that?
明白吗？
Even as we serve God today by His grace,
今天我们凭着他的恩典侍奉主。
There's still the necessity of mercy.
我们仍然需要怜悯。
Because we still fall short.
因为我们仍然是这样的够不上。
Of what we should be in the image of God.
我们实在够不上神的形象。
It's interesting how Paul writes his letter to Timothy.
所以，保罗是这样写信给提摩太。
You know, in most of Paul's letters, he says hello by saying grace and peace to you through God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道保罗很多的书信是愿神的恩惠平安来从我父那里临到你们。
But how does he open his letter to 1 and Timothy, both 1 and 2?
你发现在提摩太书信他是怎么开始的呢？
He says grace, mercy, and peace.Through God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why does he add mercy?
他说愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神我们主耶稣基督归还你们。为什么他加上怜悯？
Because Timothy is trying to serve the Lord, he realizes how inadequate, what a failure he is.
因为提摩太他要服侍主，他就发现他自己是那样的够不上。
And so Paul is telling him.
所以
，Go on.
保罗告诉他。
Serve the Lord.
继续向前，要侍奉。
God's mercy is with you.
神的怜悯。
Oh, God loves us.
神的怜悯与你同在。
But we are pitiful.
我们是可怜的。
Can we handle that?
我们能够这样做吗？
In this world where everybody is great, they can do whatever they want, they're the best.
在世上的人自己都各以为了不起，什么都能干。
But when you look at our Lord Jesus Christ,
当你仰望我们的主耶稣基督的时候。
You're ashamed.
你觉得是那样的羞愧。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
And we should be representing the very life of Christ in our meetings and in our life together.
在我们的聚会，在我们一起生活的时候，我们应该代表耶稣基督。
But look at us.
看看我们的光景。
Is this the vibrant church?
这是一个活的教会吗？
Do we realize what we look like to him?
我们看看我们像他吗？
And yet he has mercy upon us.
但是他有怜悯给我们。
How can we explain this?
我们怎么能够解释这些呢？
I mean, mercy is one great, great mystery. Why God cares for us.
怜悯是一个极大的奥秘，神这样的待我们。
How can he do such a thing?
他怎么能够这样待我们呢？
And even more to the point.
更深一点。
How can he make us merciful?
他怎么能够叫我们带出恩典呢？带出怜悯呢？
There's a famous hymn.
有一个很出名的诗歌。
Unfortunately, it's not in the hymnary.
可惜不在我们的诗歌本里面。
But there's a wonderful hymn.
这是个美好的诗歌。
And this is what it says.
里面是这样说。
There's a wideness to God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea.
神的怜悯是那样的宽广，像大海一样。
And it's that kind of wideness of his mercy that he wants his church to manifest.
他是要他的教会彰显出他这样宽广的怜悯。
The church, even though it loves the Lord and knows his grace,
神的教会虽然他们爱他们的主，认识恩典。
In this time of need, the church seems very narrow and merciless.
但是在这个蛮有缺乏的年代，教会好像显得那样的狭窄，没有怜悯。
As if we didn't care about those people who are going to hell.
好像我们不关心那些奔向地狱的人。
As if we didn't care for the many believers who are backslidden, who don't know Christ in his fullness.
好像那些有一些信主的人，他们根本不认识基督的丰满，我们也不管他们。
You know, our Lord Jesus, when you met him, if you had met him as he was walking upon this earth,
如果你在地上遇到我们的主的话，
and you talked to him, his eyes would look right into your soul.
他与你谈话，他的眼睛就看着你。
He was a man who was aware of those around him and what was going on.
他实在能够了解在他周围的人。
But we know that there was one time and one season in his life where he became preoccupied and seemed to be daydreaming and have his mind on other things.
好像有一个时刻，他在地上好像别的事情来充满他的心思。
Now you know we gather like this as Christians, and many of us have our mind on something else right now.
我们在这里有特会，但有的人的心不知道在想什么呢。
But the Lord was never like that.
主不是这样。
He was always present in the moment where he was.
他实实在在的在那里。
But when he knew that he had to go to Jerusalem, he set his face toward Jerusalem, and his disciples could see he was preoccupied thinking about the cross.
当我们的主知道他要上耶路撒冷的时候，他的门徒就知道他里面被十字架来充满他的心思意念。
But there's also two other times that we can sense from the Word of God were times where Jesus became preoccupied with things beyond the present moment.
我们还有另外两个时刻，我们就发现耶稣是给一些事情占据了他的心思。
We can gain from our Lord's prayers.That there were times when out on the hillside, alone with God, he yearned to be back with his Father.
我们都知道他在山的那一边祷告，他的心归向他的父。
But there was one other time.
还有一次。
When sometimes he looked above the present situation.
当他看到当时的光景。
And it's when he looked out over the needy, lost sheep.
他看到这些失丧的群羊。
And the wideness of God's mercy filled his heart with compassion.
神宽广的怜悯充满在他的心中。
That's the Jesus who lives in us.
这是 活在我们当中的主耶稣。
We have much to do in our own household of God.
在我们的家中，神的家中，我们有许多要学的。
But I'm trying to provoke us into a wider mercy regarding the things that are going on about us in this time of need.
我愿意提醒大家，叫我们有更宽广的怜悯，看到周围的需要。
And so let's go back to these two Old Testament passages just for a moment and look at them.
我们回到旧约，我们刚才读过的两个地方，我们看一下。
So first we want to go to that to Jonah.
首先我们回到约拿书。
And we see that amazing verse in chapter 3 and verse 9.
三章第九节。
Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish.
或者神转意后悔不发烈怒使我们不至灭亡也未可知。
Now here's a question that deals with the Lord's, the wideness of the Lord's mercy.
这里是讲到神怜悯的宽广。
Who knows?
或者
What the Lord will do right now.
我们不知道神现在要做什么。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Do we have it worked out to a formula? We know exactly what the Lord will do.
我们有一个方程式，知道主一定要做什么吗？
Here's a question.
这里有一个问题。
For us to consider.
我们要来思想。
Now you know what the lesson is of this whole book.
我们知道这整本圣经所讲的。
Jonah was a man of God.
约拿乃是一个敬畏神的人。
No mercy.
没有怜悯。
He hated the city of Nineveh.
他恨恶尼尼微城。
He didn't like the people of Nineveh.
他不喜欢尼尼微的人。
The Assyrians were becoming the enemy of Israel.
这些亚述人要成为以色列的仇敌。
Nineveh is Assyria.
因为尼尼微是亚述国。
And so he had no mercy.
所以他没有
So, you know, he ran away, and finally he went to Nineveh.
所以他就逃跑啊，最后他又回到尼尼微城。
Oh, he walked through the city.
所以他就穿过了这个城。
And he was anointed.
他是满有恩膏。
He loved to speak of judgment.
他在那里愿意宣讲审判。
40 days!
再等40天。
And God will destroy you!
哦，神就要审判你们，毁灭你们。
Oh, what a wonderful man of God.
哦，这个人实在是属神的人。
So full of righteous anger.
哦，里面充满了公义。
Well, who said this question? Who knows?
这里谁说？或者，谁知道？
It was the king of Nineveh.
乃是尼尼微的王。
He said, let's repent.
所以我们要悔改。
Let's fast.
我们要禁食。
Let's seek this God.
我们要寻找神。
Who knows?
或者。
Maybe he'll change his mind.
可能神会改变他的心意。
And guess what? The king knew more than Jonah did about the wideness of mercy.
这位尼尼微的王比约拿更认识神的怜悯。
Oh, what a terrible and ashamed moment this was for Jonah.
对约拿来讲，这是一个多么羞愧的时刻。
I mean, it's so like Christians today.
就像今天的基督徒一样。
They talk about the world. Oh, we hate the world. All the sinners in the world.
我们讲到世界，我们恨恶这些世界，我们恨恶这些罪人。
And if we're going to preach a good meeting outside in the public, we preach with fire and brimstone.
我们在外面传福音的时候，我们好像天下降火一样的。
So, of course, God said, okay, I'm not going to destroy Nineveh because you repent.
神说尼尼微城我不毁灭你们因为你们悔改了。
And Jonah got so mad, he says, God, just kill me.
约拿在说神啊你杀了我吧。
I would rather die
我情愿死
than serve a merciful God.
我情愿死也不侍奉这个这么有怜悯的神啊。
He says, I knew you would do this.
他说我知道你会这样干的。
See, Jonah knew God was merciful.
因为神约拿知道神是怜悯的。
But Jonah wasn't merciful.
但是约拿没有怜悯。
We know God is merciful.
我们知道神是怜悯的。
Are we merciful?
那我们有没有怜悯？
Jonah's for us.
约拿向我们。
How wide is our mercy?
我们的怜悯有多宽广？
This is such a lesson.
这是一个功课我们要
学。This is a deep lesson.
这是一个深的功课。
This is a lesson for servants of God.
对于神的仆人也要学。
Servants of God can be so unmerciful.
今天神的仆人很多时候没有怜悯。
But,
但是
if we have received mercy,
但是如果我们蒙了怜悯
then we can be merciful.
我们就能够施怜悯。
Or how about Joel?
约珥呢
You look at Joel in chapter 2.
约珥第二章。
And we see again this question asked in verse 14.
第十四节这里也这样问。
Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him?
说或者他转意后悔留下余福。
What a story this is in Joel.
在约珥里面是这样的故事。
Listen.
请听。
The locusts have already come.
蝗虫已经临到。
They've already brought famine.
已经带来饥荒。
And Joel has prophesied, this is the beginning of the day of Jehovah and judgment.
约珥说这是耶和华开始的日子。
This is just a foretaste.
这只是一个开始。
After the locust comes the day of Jehovah.
蝗虫之后有耶和华的日子临到。
God will appear upon this earth with judgment.
神就在这个地上施行审判。
Then he says,
然后他说
But even now,Even though the judgment has begun,
就算现在审判已经开始了。
Notice verse 12.
你看十二节。
Yet even now,
说虽然如此
the Lord says, return to me.
主说你们一心要归向我。
Who knows?
或者谁知道呢
?The Lord could change his mind.
神会转意后悔。
Now, Joel already was seeing the clouds of judgment overhead.
约珥已经看到审判的阴影。
It was a cloud of locusts.
在那里是满了蝗虫的黑云。
And yet he said,
他说
It's never too late for God's mercy.
虽然如此对于神的怜悯来讲还有机会。
Is it ever too late?
Even at the last minute, 是不是太晚了就算虽然如此
we can find mercy.
我们仍然找到怜悯。
Now, this speaks of God, the wideness of God's mercy.
这是讲到神怜悯的宽广。
So if we understand this mercy,
如果我们真是认识这个怜悯
and we come to this place of prayer under the throne of grace,
我们来到施恩座面前这样祷告
do we pray for the United States?
我们是不是要为美国祷告
？For revival，
求主来复兴
；For a country to come back to God，
让这个国家回转归向神
；For a country to return to righteousness，
愿这个国家回到公义的里面。
What goes on in our prayer meetings？
在我们祷告聚会里面的光景如何
？Are we praying for these big kingdom matters？
我们有没有为这些国度的事情祷告
？How about the Christians around us who have some strange doctrines and practices？
我们有没有为这些周围信仰不纯正的基督徒祷告
？Are we praying for them？
我们为他们祷告吗
？Surely the Lord cares for them。
我们知道主仍然顾念他们。
They're bought with a price。
他们是主用重价买回来的。
We just say。Oh, they're too far gone.
我们觉得哎呀，他们已经走得太远了。
Or regarding the United States, oh, it's too late.
对美国来讲，已经完了，太晚了。
We should just get whatever we can out of this country because it's gonna fall down.
我们就在这里能够得到什么就得到什么，这个国家快完了。
We have lessons to learn in the wideness of God's mercy.
我们在神宽广的怜悯底下，我们要学功课。
When people repent,
当人悔改的时候
we rediscover God's mercy.
我们再次发现神的怜悯。
Who knows?
谁知道呢
Will the Lord bring the United States back to God?
或者神把美国回转叫他归向神。
Who knows?
谁知道呢
How about the church that's in its backslidden state?
今天一些 拜莫俄的教会。
Can the Lord bring revival?
神能够
to His church?
把教会复兴起来吗？
Who knows?
谁知道？
But one thing we do know.
但有一件事我们知道。
There's only one group of people who can pray for mercy.
只有一种人能够求怜悯。
And it's those who have received mercy.
就是得到怜悯的人。
Have we known God's mercy in our personal life?
在我们个人生活里面，我们认识到神的怜悯吗？
Then who knows what God can do in a bigger way?
或者，谁知道神能够做更大的事情？
Do you see Jesus looking over California?
你有没有看到耶稣俯视整个的加州呢？
What does he see?
他看到什么？
Where is his compassion?
他要得到什么？
The wideness of his mercy.
他怜悯的宽广。
There are those who have seen his mercy.
有那些见过怜悯的人。
And you see them throughout the Old Testament praying prayers of mercy, even as our brother Peng was sharing this morning.
在旧约里面，好像早上我们彭立兄提过，他们是经历到怜悯的人，他们如此的祷告。
Whether it was Daniel or whether it was Nehemiah or whether it was Ezra,
或者是
但以理 or whether it was David or whoever you want to say, they knew God's mercy.
耶利米、大卫，他们认识神的怜悯。
And they could pray big prayers.
他们带出那伟大的祷告。
Can we pray big prayers about these things?
我们在这些日子里面有没有这样大的祷告？
There's a strange mystery about God's mercy.
在神的怜悯里面有这样的奥秘。
God shows mercy at a moment when it's darkest.
神在黑暗的时代显出他的怜悯。
But it's because there are those who are calling out, asking for mercy.
乃是因着有一些求怜悯的人。
We will see in the next few sessions how this works out in the prayers of God's people.
在前面两个信息里面，我们看到，属神的人是如何的祷告。
But I just leave you with a few quotes of scripture of people who saw the wideness of God's mercy.
我愿意就提一点几位他们看到神怜悯宽广的人。
You know the famous quote of Habakkuk as he stood on the wall.
你知道哈巴谷是一个先知的祷告。
And as he stood on the wall and he saw the Babylonians coming down and destroying Judah, taking them away to captivity.
他站在墙上，他看到这些人把以色列人掳过去。
Listen to his prayer.
你听他的祷，他这样的祷告。
As God's children were being taken captive, he prays.
当神的儿女被掳的时候，他祷告。
Habakkuk 3:2. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years.
哈巴谷书第三章第二节，他说：求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
In the midst of the years, make it known.
在这些年间显明出来。
In wrath, remember mercy.
在发怒的时候，以怜悯为念。
Mercy is discovered as wrath even is coming down.
怜悯在发怒的时刻也找得到。
We remember the great moment when Solomon dedicated the temple and the glory of God came down.
我们记得当所罗门在那里献殿的时候，神的恩典在那里显明，神的荣耀显明出来。
And Solomon prayed a great prayer about how when we came to a time of need, we would pray toward Jerusalem.
所罗门在那里为着耶路撒冷来祷告。
And then God spoke to Solomon.
神向所罗门说话。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
If my people go astray,
如果我的民走歪，
But then they turn back,
当他们回转的时候，
my people,
当他们回转的时候
called by my name,
他们求告我的名
if they will humble themselves,
如果他们谦卑俯伏
pray,
祷告
seek my face,
寻求我的面
turn from their wicked ways,
离开他们的恶行
I will hear from heaven,
我在天上就垂听
I'll forgive their sins,
赦免他们的罪
I'll heal their land,
医治他们的地
That's the whole nation.
这是对整个以色列民说的
That's a big promise from God.
这是神一个极大的应许
But it takes those people,
是有这样的人
called by his name.
是有这样的人来求告主名
You see, sinners don't know how to ask for this mercy from God.
你知道这些罪人他们不会连寻求怜悯
But those who have received mercy know how to ask.
那些蒙了怜悯的人他们知道如何的求怜悯。
And so we come to this little verse in James chapter 2.
所以我们来到雅各书第二章。
In James chapter 2 and verse 13.
雅各书二章十三节那里。
When judgment comes, there's actually still a choice.
当审判临到的时候，那里仍然有一个机会。
For judgment will be merciless to the one who shown no mercy, but mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
When judgment clouds are rolling,
当审判的光临到的时候
And we see that we're deserving of judgment.
我们这些人是应该受审判的。
We're talking about wider things now, our country, church.
我们讲到更广泛的这个国家，我们的教会。
If God's people remain merciless,
当神的儿女没有怜悯的时候
then God's judgment will be merciless.
但是神的审判也是没有怜悯。
If God's people are merciful,
当神的儿女蛮有怜悯的时候
God's mercy will overcome his judgment.
说怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
Now I think you see,
你们会看到
that mercy is a secret hidden deep in God's heart.
在怜悯乃是隐藏在神心中的奥秘。
He renders judgment, but he desires mercy.
他在那里施行审判，但他愿意施怜悯。
Now who knows that?
有谁认识这个呢？
These are the ones that can pray for mercy.
你认识怜悯，你就会求怜悯。
It's that remnant that understands these things.
是那些渔民，他们认识神这个心意。
Now as we come to the end of this year.
当我们到今年末了的时刻
I think you and I have been really blessed by God's grace and mercy.
我们实在在神极大的怜悯底下蒙了恩典
We're really blessed.
我们实在是蒙福的
But God wants us to be merciful.
神要我们能够带出怜悯
There's many people who live right around us.
在我们周围有许多的人
And just like the Ninevites,
好像尼尼微人
They don't know their right hand from the left.
他们不能够分辨左手右手的人。
May God have mercy.
但是神有怜悯。
They're dying and going to hell.
他们在那里死亡进地狱。
Your friends at school are dying and going to hell.
你的同学他们向地狱行走。
Your work associates are dying and going to hell.
你的同事他们面临死亡进入地狱。
And yet God doesn't desire that anybody perish.
但神不愿意任何一个人沉沦。
Now who will cry for mercy?
谁求怜悯呢？
Can we pray for mercy upon our enemies?
我们可以为我们的仇敌求怜悯吗？
How about those people who have done something wrong to you?
或者是那些得罪你的人？
Are you trapped with unforgiveness?Or do you pray for mercy?
你是不是里面没有一些能够宽恕他们的呢？或者你为他们求怜悯？
Some of us have family members who have been very difficult.
我们有一些家人给我们很多的难处。
Do we pray for God's mercy for them?
我们是不是为着他们向神求怜悯呢？
Oh, do you see how pitiful mankind is?
你看到今天人可怜的光景。
And we were pitiful.
我们实在是可悲。
The scriptures say you once knew no mercy.
圣经告诉我们说，我们本来不认识。
But now you have been shown mercy.
但如今却蒙了怜恤。
You once were not a people.
你原来不是属神的百姓。
Now you are my people.
如今是属神的百姓。
How can we pray for mercy?
我们可以求怜悯。
For those outside.
哦，到外面去。
For enemies.
为仇敌。
For pitiful.
我为那些可怜的人
For sinners,
为罪人
or do we just forget about them?
或者我们却无动于衷呢
I think the church needs to have this mercy that Jesus had as he looked out over the multitude.
我们需要在像耶稣那样来面对众人
I'm very burdened for the church of Jesus Christ in its present state. And I think we need to cry out for mercy.
我非常为了如今耶稣基督教会的光景来忧愁，我们要为他们求怜悯。
Surely the Lord looks and sees and wants to change the situation.
我们的主愿意改变这个光景。
But who will pray?
谁祷告呢
？And ask for God's mercy.
来向神求怜悯呢
？Is it too big?
是不是太大的一件事
？Is the United States too big?
美国对你来讲太大了。
California is too big.
太大，加州对你太大了吧。
The church,
教会。
Who knows?
有谁知道呢
？The wideness of God's mercy.
有谁认识神怜悯的宽广呢
？Who's willing to cry out?
谁愿意为神来呼喊呢
？You know, brothers and sisters, we don't know.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道。
We don't know what God will do.
我们不知道神要做什么。
But we can still pray for His mercy.
但我们仍然可以求怜悯。
I remember a time, a number of years ago.
我记得几年前。
It was during the Richmond Conference one summer.
一年在 Richmond 的特会的里面。
There was a very precious man who came to the conference just for a day because he was terminally ill with cancer.
有一个。得了癌症末期的人只能够来聚会一天。
And he came to Richmond to ask if the brothers could pray for him.
他来到 Richmond 请求弟兄们为他祷告。
And so the brothers from Richmond and other brothers and those who were speaking and everything, we got together, 15 or 20 of us in a room with this dear brother.
我们有 Richmond 的弟兄，还有一些讲员的弟兄们，十几个人在一个房间里面为他祷告。
And he was really indeed in the last stages of cancer.
这是他癌症的末期。
And I remember our brother come.
我记得江弟兄。
And he said, let's pray.
他说我们祷告。
And he was the first one to pray.
他是头一个祷告的。
And he laid his hands on this brother.
他按手在这个弟兄的身上。
And he said, dear God.
他说亲爱的神啊。
Have mercy.
施怜悯。
And he broke down and cried like a baby.
然后他哭下来像小孩子一样。
He says, God, we need this brother.
他说主啊我们需要这个弟兄。
God, have mercy.
神啊施怜悯。
That's all he prayed.
这就是他的祷告。
That's all that was needed to pray.
这也是唯一需要的祷告。
Who knows what God can do?
谁知道神会做什么呢
？Do you have a formula？
你有一个方程式吗
？For such a time as that？
有什么时刻神会做吗
？Our dear brother, he just cried out for mercy.
我们的主，我们的弟兄就是这样向神呼求怜悯。
There's sometimes a situation, whether a country or a person or a church is so far gone that all we can do is ask for mercy.
有时一个国家，一个教会。一个神的儿女走得太远，我们没有别的祷告，只有求怜悯。
Are we willing to cry out?
我们愿不愿意这样呼求
？Who knows what the Lord will do?
谁知道神要做什么事呢
？You remember when Moses said, "Lord, I want to see you," and the Lord put him in the cleft of the rock.
你记得摩西说：“神啊，我愿意看到你。”神就把他放在。磐石的荫蔽下。
And when God came by, He declared His name.
当神走过的时候，他就宣告他的名。
He said, "I am God."
我是神。
The Lord God.
我是你的主神。
Merciful.
我是满有怜悯。
That's a revelation of who God is.
这是一个启示，说明神是这样的神。
It's hidden to all those except those who have received mercy.
他的这个启示只向那些蒙了怜恤的人显明出来。
So I'm hoping at the end of this year.
所以愿意在这个年终的时刻。
And as we look forward to next year.
当我们向前展望明年的时候，
that we could look beyond ourselves and all of our blessing，
我们能够越过我们自己，我们越过我们蒙的各样的福分。
And having received mercy, we go forward in 2011 without fainting.
我们蒙了这样的怜悯，我们继续向前，我们不丧胆。
But we pray for the wideness of God's mercy.To touch all those around us.
我们愿意神宽广的怜悯临到我们周围的环境。
May God give us such a prayer.
求神给我们有这样的祷告。
In this time of need.
在这个极大需要的时刻。
Lord, we just pray, have mercy upon us.
主啊，我们就是这样向你求，求你怜悯我们。
We live in a wicked and unbelieving generation.
我们住在这个不信弯曲的时代。
People who are killing and destroying themselves, they don't know their right hand from the left.
人在那里彼此残杀，他们不认识，不能分辨左手与右手的。
The church is backslidden.
教会落到极沉下沉的光景。
Lukewarm.
不冷不热。
Asleep.
沉睡。
Without its first love.
失去了起初的爱。
God have mercy.
神啊，求你赦免。
Who knows what the Lord can do?
谁知道神要做什么事呢？
Have mercy, Lord.
神啊，赦免。
We have nowhere else to go but plead to thee.
我们没有别的地方，我们只能够向你祈求。
We pray that you'd fill our hearts.
求你充满我们。
With your mercy.
用你的怜悯充满我们。
In this time of need.
在这个极就是缺乏的时刻。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.